Welcome to the Christian Retirement Show. I'm your host, Eric Shrum, and today we are back and we are talking about interest rates. Ready? Let's roll the intro.
Welcome to the Christian Retirement Show, where we discuss all things crucial to planning and investing for retirement from a Christian perspective. I'm your host and CFP professional, Eric Shrum. To learn more about working with me, you can visit shrumpw.com and click free portfolio review. Now, on to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. And today's episode is about interest rates. And this has been the buzzword for the economy the whole last year and even further back. And interest rates never seemed to be a very interesting thing, but now it is front page news. And that's because interest rates dictate so much of you and my daily life. We're talking mortgages, car loans, stock market projections, even economic growth can be heavily impacted by interest rates. So today we're going to talk about how interest rates have impacted the stock market, why, what the future of interest rates might look like, and finally, and most importantly, what that means for you. So let's go ahead and let's start off with the basics. Why are interest rates such a big deal? Well, interest rates determine what rate you are going to get on many things. We touched on it just now, but your mortgage rate if you get a new home, refinancing on your home, what rate you're going to get on a new car. Really important for retirees and investors, what rate you're going to get on your bonds, your CDs, your cash deposits at the bank. It's all determined by the prevailing interest rate, even business loans. But a question you might ask yourself is, okay, these are all impacted by interest rates, but who actually determines what the interest rate actually is? And that would be a really great question because interest rates are actually not just randomly assigned by, say, your mortgage lender or Toyota when you go and buy your car. Interest rates are actually determined by the U.S. Federal Reserve, which is an agency of the U.S. government. In fact, the head of the Federal Reserve, or what's better known as just the Fed, is appointed by the sitting U.S. president and then confirmed by the Senate. So when you complain about interest rates, that is who you can complain to. Okay, so we have the Fed and they set what you can think of as a base interest rate, which right now is around 5.25%. This base interest rate is the foundation of all other interest rates. And you may say, well, if the base interest rate right now is around 5.5%, why are mortgages 8% currently? Well, that rate that the Fed sets is that base interest rate. And then mortgage lenders and, you know, Toyota dealerships or Wells Fargo Bank, they need to make their money. And so there's a spread or a margin that's put on top of that base interest rate that us as consumers actually get. So now that we have a very basic foundation of where the U.S. interest rate comes from, let's talk about why the heck it's been so important lately. And for that, we actually have to go back a decade from today, more than that, actually, back to the Great Recession, because in 2008 and 2009, coming out of that terrible recession, the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates to almost 0%. And they did this because they wanted to encourage growth in the U.S. economy. Interest rates, they're very interesting because they have a huge impact on the U.S. economy. To illustrate this, I want you to pretend as you're listening that you're the head of Apple, the biggest company in the world. And think about if you could borrow money to build the new iPhone at 0% interest or 5% interest where things are right now, which rate would you want to borrow for your new product? Or another example, would you rather buy your new car with a loan that you pay 0% per year on or 5% per year on? Of course, it would be 0%. This same basic principle is what drives the U.S. economy in regards to interest rates. The lower the rate, in theory, the more the government is incentivizing spending and investment and even innovation when it comes to private companies. So coming out of 2008 and 2009, interest rates were very low, and they continued to be that way all the way through COVID, really, in 2020. And like many things, COVID changed a lot when it came to interest rates. For example, the government started spending a lot of money during COVID and coming out of COVID. You remember the government was spending on stimulus checks going out to many Americans. They were spending on unemployment benefits during COVID, COVID aid to fight the pandemic itself. And then, you know, regardless being agnostic politically, but a fact is that with the Biden administration, we also had very high government spending bills, historically high government spending bills that came into effect with that administration change. On top of all this, we had serious supply chain issues, which sent the price of many and most goods skyrocketing. And these pressures all combined to create record high inflation starting in 2021 through 2022, and even through today. We all have experienced the rise in groceries and used car prices and gasoline, really in every facet of our American life. And so in order to slow down the cost of this skyrocketing inflation, the Federal Reserve did the following. You guessed it. It started raising interest rates. But why? Why would they raise interest rates to combat inflation? Well, the answer to that is just like when interest rates are low, how we just talked, it spurs or promotes economic growth. When interest rates go up, it slows down economic growth. And it's really the flip of that scenario we talked about. You would, if interest rates go up to 5%, you're going to be a lot less likely to invest in new business or to go and buy that new house or to, borrow money, which typically spurs the economy. And so it's almost artificially slowing down the economy. And this can be actually an advantageous thing when the price of everyday goods are getting out of control. And think of this in theory as putting the brakes on the economy when it's going too fast, or the brakes on the price of everyday items. And this brings us, all this history here brings us to the present day. The Federal Reserve has really been trying to combat inflation by raising interest rates and hopefully pulling back on the overheated economy. But the Federal Reserve has increased rates so much and so quickly that many people believe the Fed has raised rates to the point where it will actually slow the economy too much and lead us into a recession. And that is what the story of 2023 has been. Is the Fed raising rates too much and too quickly to the point where we go into a recession? And a great example of this past September. You know, regularly the Fed holds press conferences communicating what their outlook on the economy is and then what their course of action will be. And many investors had hoped that the Fed would communicate that they would increase rates one more time this year and then stop. inflation data has really been coming down. And so that was the hope, was that the Fed saw that they've done enough, that their policy has worked, and that they pull back on their raising interest rates. Well, the Fed actually stated that they intend to increase rates in September, which they did, but also an additional time this year. And on top of that they would keep interest rates higher for longer than expected. And this really spooked investors across the board. And it spooked them, thinking that this continued high interest rates would slow the economy and give us a much higher probability that we do enter a recession. And subsequently, the stock market since September has been increasingly volatile since then. So with all of this going on, it brings us to really the most important question we can ask ourselves and that we can answer for you, the listener. And that is, what does this mean for you as a investor investing for your retirement, your financial independence, for your future? What does that mean and what should you do? Well, it means a few things. And first and foremost, if you are currently a retiree, or really if you are planning on retiring in the near future, higher interest rates have in many ways been a great development for you. And that's because over the past decade, interest rates have been close to zero. And so the bonds that you would typically invest in as a safe haven for your retirement funds, you've not been able to earn any money on those bonds because the interest rate has been close to zero. And that has been a giant hurdle for retirees to overcome. Because if it's meant that if you want to make money, which everyone needs to do, especially retirees, you'd have to move your money into risky investments such as stocks in order to get that return. But now with interest rates coming up, it's opened the pathway for you to be able to invest in bonds and actually get a good return. For example, safest bonds in the world are U.S. Treasury bonds. As of the time of this recording, 3-month and 6-month Treasury bonds are paying about 5.5%. And that's really a risk-free return of 5.5% that you can park a portion of your money into and get a really great return. So great news if you're a retiree. But what higher interest rates have also brought is volatility in the market. And 2023 has actually been a fairly strong year in the stock market. As of the time of this recording, the S&P 500 is up around 10% this year, which is right on par for the historical average of the S&P 500. But looking ahead, higher interest rates for longer means a higher probability that we'll have a recession in 2024. And it's important to remember that recessions are actually a normal part of the business cycle. We have growth, we have a peak, we have a contraction or a recession, and then it resets. And recessions typically are not as dramatic as 2008 or the tech bubble in 2000, or maybe the flash crash in the 80s or stagflation in the 70s. But they still pose a problem. People still lose jobs. The stock market is still affected. And if you're a conservative investor, right now is a great time to assess the level of risk you are currently taking in your investments to gauge if you could handle how much risk you're currently taking in the event of a recession. Conversely, if you are a more risky investor or you have a longer time horizon, a recession may signal a great buying opportunity for you, or maybe a time to just sit tight until the eventual recovery and subsequent growth in the stock market. Regardless of your investment outlook, however, what's most important is now is actually the time that you need to have a plan in place when it comes to your money. not in the middle of a recession or not when people start panicking. The best investors, the successful investors, and successful people with their money in general have a plan ahead of time, and that needs to be in place for you. So, as you can see, interest rates have a big impact on our world, and it's been the leading story of 2023. So, we don't want to just leave you with this podcast, and we want to be a resource for you. So, we do help people at Shrum Private Wealth Management invest and align their money with their mission and their life. So, if you are in need of a trusted advisor to help you with your retirement planning and investing for retirement, we're here for you. And you can go to ChristianRetirementPlanner.com or email me at eric@shrumpw.com to start that conversation. You can also send in questions if you have any that you'd like for us to answer on the show. So I really appreciate you spending some time with us here at the Christian Retirement Show, and we look forward to talking with you at the next episode.
The content provided is for general information and educational purposes only and should not be considered a recommendation of any particular strategy, investment product, or investing advice of any kind. Content is not intended to be and should not be construed as legal or tax advice and/or a legal opinion. Please consult a financial professional for your specific situation. Investing involves risks, including the loss of the entire principal. Past performance does not guarantee future results. The views and opinions expressed here are of the author and do not necessarily reflect the opinion of Shrum Private Wealth Management, LLC. Investment advisory services offered through Shrum Private Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.